Paul Charette, what's your title with the Timmins Film Society?
I'm the chair of the
The
society.
Okay, good. And you have some pretty exciting news about a film you're bringing to Timmins.
Yes, so we've been in talks with the production company that produced the film of My Animal that was filmed here in February of last year, 2022. And they've given us the go-ahead to have a special Timmins screening of the movie the September 25th. It's a Monday night, and it's going to start the Timmins Film Society's new season. And we were lucky enough to also get a producer, and the director of the film is going to be coming down and doing a question and answer period after the movie at the museum.
Where is the movie being shown?
It's being shown at Imagine Cinemas. So we've got the only unfortunate part to it, and I know a lot of people are going to be wanting to get tickets for it, is unlike previous movies when we've had multiple theaters available to us, we only have the one theater available to us. So you've got roughly around 90 seats that are going to fill up fairly quickly for this specific showing. I know that the idea is to bring the movie. I think it's being don't I'm not 100% sure, but I know that it's being released later on in the year, November, December-ish. And the thought is to bring it back at that point, but it may not be through us. But this one here is a specific like a specialty screening for us for the community.
I'm sure if you sell it out and sell it out fast, that will convince Imagine to bring it back.
I would assume I would yes. I would say yes to that. I would love to be able to open up the other theaters in order to have multiple showings, but unfortunately they've got other shows that they have to show as well, right? That are out right now. But you know, the fact that we've got this showing here is huge.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Tell me a
Yeah.
little bit about My Animal.
So it is I will say this, it is rated R. It's a rated R film. It's about a girl. She's an outcast teenage goalie, and she falls for a newcomer. The newcomer's name is Johnny. It's an alluring but kind of tormented. Johnny's an alluring and tormented figure skater, and their relationship deepens, and certain things happen about a dark secret that's making her to try to hold in her control. Without giving away too much, it's kind of the synopsis of the movie that Heather has a deep secret that she's got to try to control with herself of what's going on. Or to control her inner animal, as we would say.
That's a flip. The female character plays hockey and the male character is a skater. So
Yeah,
that's interesting.
it may, from looking on it, the Johnny name may possibly be female.
Oh, okay. Well,
Yeah,
how?
let me double check. Yeah, Johnny is a female, so they're two females.
Oh, how presumptuous of me. Oh,
Yes,
I
it's all
gotta get into the
good.
21st century.
I'm gonna be honest. I thought the same thing until I watched the trailer, and I was like, "Oh, okay."
Okay, so
Yeah,
being rated R, you have to be 18 to get in, right?
that's correct. Yes.
Okay.
So and there is like there is some there's I don't. I know that there's like language and content that wouldn't necessarily be for the younger kids, so that's why it is rated R.
Yeah, for sure. Okay,
Yeah.
how do I get tickets?
So tickets are on sale today. Depending on when your news article is going out, Bob, they launch today at 11 o'clock on the Imagine Cinemas Facebook page, website page.
Okay, I imagine they'll sell out fast. Yeah, a lot of Timmins scenery, a lot of stuff you'll recognize in it.
So in the trailer, you're able to actually see, you can see the Mac. And no, sorry, not the Mac. You can see the Sportsplex. There's a scene where one of the girls is figure skating, and you can clearly tell that it's the Sportsplex because of the upper deck viewing area. So and they filmed all throughout the city. So it's definitely going to be super cool to see that on the big screen, because you know there's so many of us that have gone to places in the States or in Toronto or in North Bay for that matter, and you see the areas, and then when you see it on film, it's like, ah, I've been there. Yeah, yeah. Well, now this one here, you're able to say that same thing.
All right. Anything else you want to tell me about it?
No, the pretty much the biggest thing is to try to get your tickets as quickly as possible. Cause I would assume that it's going to be coming back, but I can't guarantee it. But, we're really fortunate that we're able to do that. It's $12 a ticket, and that includes the question and answer period.